Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today, November 1st, is the Feast of All Saints. And we are reminded of the universal call to holiness. Jesus has given us a very heavy, really overwhelming task. It's the task of holiness, of being saints. And he assigned that task when he said, "Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." See, we're called to live the divine life. And the church doubles down on that obligation. The Second Vatican Council stated, "All the faithful, whatever their condition or state, are called to that perfect holiness whereby the Father himself is perfect." Got that? All the faithful, everybody, in any condition or state in life, I guess that means all of us, we are obliged to become perfectly holy. You, as a disciple of Jesus, are obliged to become a saint, one who shares in the life of God, truly living as his sons and daughters, purified from all vice, and living in the fullness of virtue and excellence. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Sometimes there can be a false humility that characterizes the Christian life. People say, "Oh, I could never be a saint. I'm no Mother Teresa or a Saint Francis. That's just not me." But that's not humility. It's actually two vices. It's the vice of sloth, or spiritual laziness, which is really the unwillingness to work for what matters. And it's an insult to God's power. It's a way of saying, I don't believe in your power, God. I don't believe in your love and your grace. You are not powerful enough to make me a saint. In fact, I just don't think you have it in you, God, to do that. Well, far from being humility, the refusal to strive for holiness is actually the arrogance of setting limits to what God can do for us. Striving for sainthood isn't pride. It's actually the humility of accepting God's plan for you. And nothing helps you grow in humility like pursuing a goal that's so far beyond your power that you know you'll have to rely on God to get there. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So if we were made to be saints, that means only the saints have really reached what it means to be human. The rest of us are living kinds of fake, artificial, less than fully human lives. The saints are living normal, healthy human lives. In fact, they're the standard for humanity. They're not extremes. They are supposed to be the norm, the measure of what it means to be normal, healthy, happy human beings. That's why reading the lives and writings of the saints gives us the right perspective on what it means to be human. We can't find out what normal is from YouTube or the news, and certainly not from social media. We find out what a normal human being should be by looking at the saints, because they're the ones doing it right. So the saints are the standards of a successful life. But that also means that failing to be a saint is the standard of a life that hasn't ultimately been successful. The French writer Léon Bloy put it perfectly. Life offers only one tragedy, that of not being a saint. There can be lots of painful, sorrowful moments, but the only real tragedy, the only thing that devastates the meaning of a person's life, is that they didn't attain the goal of life. They didn't become a saint. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
One way to think about being a saint is to remember that it's the saints who make a difference in this world. When we learn history, or even church history, we make the mistake of thinking that history is impacted mostly by kings or popes or political movements. But those aren't ultimately the major forces of history. God is the major force in history, and God works primarily through Our Lady and the saints. It's not dictators or presidents or the ultra-wealthy. It's not even the majority rule that decide their and our path. Cardinal Ratzinger put it beautifully in his book, Called to Communion. He writes, "The fortuitous majorities that may form here or there in the church and in the world do not decide their and our path. They, the saints, are the true, the normative majority by which we orient ourselves. So do you want your life to make a difference? Do you want to make an impact and set the course of history? Then become a saint." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
Oh my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We won't become saints if we don't want to, and we won't become saints if we don't try, but we also won't become saints by our own efforts. Obviously, we're so far from perfection, it's going to take a miracle of God to make us saints. But with God, all things are possible. So pray for that miracle. Say, Dear God, please give me the grace to desire to become a saint. Give me the grace to grow in holiness, to grow closer to you. Cleanse me of my sin and of all my twisted desires, and fill me completely with your love. Dear God, please make me a saint. And he will, because he commanded it. And he doesn't issue commands he won't help us fulfill. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, happy feast day, Teresa. What are your thoughts on this Feast of All Saints?
I think this meditation reminded me of something that, you know, I might say, and I might step on a few toes by saying it, because this is a very common response. But to be entirely transparent, it has always bothered me since I was like 12, 13. Whenever I tell people that I play music, the knee-jerk response for a lot of people, and I understand why, is, oh, that's incredible. I don't have a musical bone in my body. That could never be me. And it always sort of got under my skin because I was sitting there thinking, I don't have a musical bone in my body. I sat down and someone taught me this, and it felt completely unnatural, and it was completely against everything. Because when I was a kid, I thought, there's not a musical bone in my body. I thought some people are musicians and they're good at that. And so I didn't pursue anything musical until someone was just like, hey, could I teach you guitar? And I thought, I mean, I guess there's nothing wrong with me sitting in this lesson. And then I kept sitting through these lessons and I kept kind of sort of listening to what he was saying. And then every now and then I'd practice a little and I was like, guess that wasn't so bad. And now 10 years later, I can play guitar. And now people are like, oh, well, you're just good at that. But it felt I don't have to, it's not possible for me, so I don't have to think about it. You're just naturally good at it, and it's a denial of the effort that I put in. But this connects back for me because I realized that it's like, the way we look at sanctity, we're like, that's unnatural for me. I don't feel naturally drawn towards that. And when I try and apply what the saints do, that's uncomfortable and it's strange. And we have a tendency, what I was so struck by was that second point of that false humility of, oh, that's nice for them. I could never do what they did. But it is unnatural because of our fallen human nature. And it's going to be uncomfortable to practice. But we have to acknowledge that because it's something that we can learn and we should learn. Now, the difference is you don't have to learn music. I would prefer if when I said I know guitar, people said, oh, that's something I probably won't put my time into, but I really respect people who have.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than, I just suck at that. Good for you for not sucking at it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe that was a bit of a drawn-out takeaway, but I think it illuminated a lot about how we react to the idea that we should be pursuing it. We're like, that's just not for me. I couldn't.
Now, is it possible for all people to play music? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Would it actually enhance a person especially in the realm of beauty? Yes. Is playing music the goal of life?
No.
No.
If anything, it's good insofar as it teaches you that you have to learn things. And any skill can fall under that.
Exactly, exactly. But holiness, living a divine human life, is the goal of life. Yes, it seems very far away, and our fallen human nature does not desire it. This is why we needed Jesus to come and tell us what the purpose of life is. Because if you just look at fallen human nature, it's really hard to come to the conclusion, I should actually live like God. Because number one, on our own, we can't. And without divine revelation, you can't even know that you were supposed to.
Yeah.
But Jesus comes and he basically says, listen, I made you to live like me. And not only that, I'm going to put myself in you so that you can. I'm going to come, the Holy Spirit and I are both going to come and live inside of you and live this through you. All you have to do is desire it. And learn to cooperate. That's all you have to do.
Honestly, that's what I would tell people when it comes to music. The only thing that makes you unteachable is if it's clear that you don't actually want it.
Right. I could learn music. It would take me a while. But if I had enough, actually any human could, if they just had the willingness and were willing to then put in the work. Now, I might not be really good at it.
Well, you might just be good at different things. That's sort of the point.
But every human can reach their extreme heights of holiness.
And that's going to look different on different people.
Yep.
I will always compare blessed Jan Tiernowski to someone like John Paul.
Yeah.
Because his strength was not in leading the entire world as this massive public figure that spoke for his country and for the entirety of the church. His real skill and what he was gifted with and the place that God made for him was one-on-one in a small community. And I think that's the beauty and brilliance of it. We're all made for it. We have to just want it. And apply ourselves and accept our actual limitations and our actual strengths.
And becoming, what will we have to give up if we're going to become a saint? We're going to have to give up all the things that make us miserable. We just have to give up our sin. And sin ruins everything. Sin cannot lead to happiness. All we have to do is give up sin.
The most uncomfortable part of it is just breaking the habits.
Yeah.
It's not that we won't enjoy doing things that come from holiness. It's that we don't enjoy it right now. It's that we don't have the habit.
Yeah. And actually, becoming a saint, God just wants you to do the things you really want to do. What does he want you to do? He wants you to get a good night's sleep. He wants you to have a nice breakfast. He wants you to exercise. He wants you to work. He wants you to spend time with your family. He'd like to spend time with you in prayer. He wants to give himself to you in the Eucharist.
Think of the things that get in the way of that. I'm too picky to enjoy my breakfast. I'm too focused on myself to enjoy my time with my family because I'm doing all these selfish things that cause dissent and chaos within all my interactions.
Yeah, and then he wants to give you the delight of knowledge, drawing knowledge and truth, not just religious truth, all kinds of truth.
Because he is truth. Yeah, that's religious truth.
And he wants you to delight in all the forms of beauty. Like, Mom and I just went to the best southern rock band called
Steel Woods.
Steel Woods. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Songs were so beautiful. It was a night of beauty. And I was growing in holiness by going to this live southern rock concert. Now, why wouldn't I want to live like this? That's the call to holiness. So, would it offend you if I live vicariously through your music production?
That's fine. As long as you acknowledge why.
Because I choose not to pursue music.
Yeah. I guess it's this. I am, whenever anyone's reaction to seeing any other greatness is, ew, I'll never be great. That's where I'm bothered, because we can all be great in unique manners. And I think when we see greatness, we should desire it, and we should desire to be it.
Yeah.
We shouldn't shrink away. And that's sort of my takeaway from this. When you see the greatness, a brilliant musician, a brilliant chef, a brilliant saint, you should think, wow, we can do things like that? We can be that great?
Yeah.
I desire not to be great by imitating them. I desire to be great.
Do you realize you've just defined the sin of sloth?
Mm.
Sloth is to look at holiness and say, ooh.
But it's so strange to me. So often I see people's reactions to musicians. Their number one thing, they don't say, they're so good. They say, I'm so bad. And I'm like, stop that. Stop it.
That's sloth.
Mm. It's actually, maybe it's my pride that I go see a lot of fans and I go, wow, I could do that. Not quite, I could do that, as in I could do it right now. But I'm like, okay, that's a level that someone has reached. I could reach that.
But we should look at the saints and say, oh, I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Not exactly like them.
Exactly.
But in my own way, I can do that.
Yeah, we're not going to be copycats. Yeah. But you realize the quality. We are made of the same quality. We can attain that level of quality.
Well, then we should read the saints and say, I can do that. With God, I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.